Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host. Today I have Jeannie Wood, our Haywood County Foundation Director. She's going to be talking to us. It's the time of the year we start talking about scholarships for our seniors. So we're very excited for this class of 2021. We know it's been a kind of a different year for them, but this is good news. All the money that's available for them?
It is, and even during crazy COVID times, we still have all the scholarships, the same scholarships available, and all the money's there that it's been there in the past. No one's withdrawn their scholarships for COVID, so we're excited. Hopefully the kids will apply and get the information, and
I know when we first started doing this, the seniors had to apply to each individual scholarship, and it was very time consuming, and you streamline that every year.
We've made it a lot easier, and even though we manage over 80 scholarships, there's only one application, so it's a good thing. And we can talk about the process if you want.
Okay. Let's tell our listeners.
So the scholarships opened online on January 11th, and all this is online, very easy. The directions and guidelines are all on there. It's very easy to follow if you go to the Haywood County Schools Foundation website and click on scholarships and applications. It's very easy, direction-friendly, kid-friendly, parent-friendly to use. But the application is open on January 11th, and they will be due to their guidance counselor on March the 15th. So they'll have to have a completed application form on March 15th. If the application package is not complete, the guidance office will not accept it. They'll just give it back to them. So I'm going to go through the checklist real quick about what needs to be included in this application packet. So you need to, the kid or the senior will need to complete the application. The copies of the transcript and the ACT or SAT scores, they can get that from their guidance counselor. They may not need to have that with when they turn it in. I think the guidance office will pull those for them. They need two letters of reference, one from a community member that, not a family member, and they do not need to be in sealed envelopes. So you can just leave them open so that they can be scanned in. And then the most important thing is that the FAFSA has to be filled out. So that is a whole separate thing that is a little bit tedious, but I know that there is help in the guidance offices, and or they can point them in the right direction to help them fill that form out, because you do have to fill that out even when you enroll in college. So it's easier to go ahead and fill it out now, and you'll need to have the first page of the FAFSA printed off for our scholarships, and then that's it. You just take it all completed to the guidance office, and they will check it off, make sure you have everything you need, and then they'll get it to us.
Do they indicate which scholarships they're interested in?
Yes, so with our scholarships, because we manage so many, there is a checklist. That checklist will be a part of that application package as well. And some of our scholarships are open to all students, no matter what school they're graduating. Some are open to only Pisgah, some to only Tuscola, some to Central Haywood, and some to the early college. So, make sure that they apply for all that they're available for or they're eligible for. Some of the scholarships are based on a career choice or a school choice. If they want to go to a community college, some of those scholarships are only available for community colleges. Some are only available for four-year colleges and universities. Some are by trade. So they just need to look down through the list, and if you click on each one of these, it will tell you a little bit about each scholarship and the eligibility requirements for those. And you just check, each student will just check off what they want to apply for. It's fairly simple, fairly easy, and that's part of the package that is turned in with the application to the guidance office.
Because some of these scholarships are academic-based, and some of them are financial need, too.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them it doesn't matter.
Right. Some of them are just want to help. Yeah, it's open mm-hmm. to the criteria is not as strict, I guess, is what you would say. But you just, each kid or each family needs to look down through all of them and see what they're eligible for. Some are all of our scholarships, the lowest starts at 500 and we go all the way up to 40,000. So, and everything in between. So, there's lots of money available, and we want to help as many students from all of our schools as we can. So last year we raised, or sorry, we didn't raise, but we gave out over $258,000 in money. That's just our scholarships in the foundation. So there's a lot of donors out there that want to help, and so we want our kids to apply and take advantage of all those financial opportunities.
So seniors, that's just a great opportunity to get your information. The application is not it's cumbersome. So please, families, get this filled out.
There's one short essay that basically is asking to tell a little bit about the student and what their goals are. The FAFSA is a lot more tedious than our application. But any college is going to have you fill out the FAFSA when you enroll. So,
and that's for financial information. Mm-hmm. Listeners, the FAFSA is on students, so they can, because colleges, you know, and universities, community colleges give out scholarships too based on that for financial aid.
Right, they'll offer financial packages or opportunities above and beyond any scholarship. So I believe you're required to fill that out.
And these are not just for four-year colleges and universities.
No, this is for community colleges, trade schools, vocational schools. We have some students going that are at AB Tech in the culinary program. We have a student who is in Knoxville, Tennessee at a diesel mechanics school. And then, of course, we have all four-year universities. I paid my first one this year to Boston University. I've never paid one to Boston University. We have a student going to Boston.
That's awesome.
I know, all over the place. So I'm very proud of our students from Haywood County. They made me very proud.
I know. And we just want to encourage them to fill this out and take advantage of it. And I know they will. You've always had great success. And we kind of culminate this in the event that has looked very different last year and maybe this year. But we do celebrate these students. You want to tell us about that, Partners in Education? Because these are our partners that have afforded these scholarships for our
kids.
So how do we celebrate that?
So, again, each one of these scholarships are very different, and they've been set up by families or friends or businesses, and all with basically the same goal to help our seniors be able to further their education. And hopefully that money is not a deterrent from that. But I do want to mention real quick that we have a few new scholarships this year open to all students. We have the McChesney Computer Science Scholarship, and then at Pisgah we have Louis Sellers Memorial Scholarship, Doris Plott Memorial, and then the Plott Memorial. So we have a few new scholarships that we're happy to add this year. The end of the year, we have in the past, pre-COVID, had a Partners in Education where the scholarship committees could meet their recipient. Last year we were not able to do that, and this year we're not going to be able to do that face-to-face, but we will do that through email and through the postal mail, and we'll make sure that the students are aware of each scholarship and that they were chosen specifically by that committee. And that it is a special honor that, I mean, the committees go through these applications and choose based on specifically what that scholarship is for.
They also get recognized at their schools, usually.
They do. And they'll have that listed, too, as well, for any scholarship. So
maybe one day we'll get back to our Partners in Education.
I hope so. We missed it last year, and obviously we're not going to be able to do it this year, but you know, we look forward to when we can get back together face-to-face for all of our things.
Absolutely. So if you have any questions, you've got a student or a grandchild or a neighbor, call Jenny Wood at 456-2400. You can ask her any questions
at
our central office location or the email for the Haywood County Schools Foundation. I'm sure you could probably just Google Haywood County Schools Foundation.
And it's the first, it pops up.
That's what pops up, and you could go, and that's where the applications are. Mm-hmm. And they can always talk to their guidance counselors.
Yes,
you do a good job of communicating.
The guidance counselors work hard to make sure that students know that these opportunities are out there. So, but any questions, just give me a call, send me an email. I'll be happy to help.
Jenny, thank you.
Thank you.
No, I've got a daughter in 10th grade, and so it's a couple of years.
It resonates
when you're looking at this, mm-hmm. and you're thinking about the money and the expense of college. So just tell your board and the Haywood County Schools Foundation and these partners, thank you from parents for doing this. I know it's a lot of work, but it's so worth it for kids.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day, Haywood County.